Good afternoon, Central Baptist Church members and family. Today is actually Monday, the 23rd of March. It's about 2:48 p.m. in the afternoon. And I wanted to bring to you some updates as far as what we know from the church, as well as our government, based on our current position, as we all try to kind of navigate this coronavirus pandemic. A little bit cooler today, 47 degrees. So even though spring felt like it sprung, all of a sudden we're back to a little bit cooler temperatures. But I did want to let folks know that we did, as a staff, kind of view the gubernatorial press conference that took place about an hour ago to see about any changes that were taking place. A couple of new items have taken place in regard to the executive order. One of those is that by this coming Wednesday, there's been an order to close gyms and salons. Those are hair and nail salons. Also within that that particular press conference, schools essentially have been ordered to remain closed for in-person instruction until the 15th of May, as well as an adjustment to the number of folks that can gather. In the previous order, it was under 100 people. With this new order, it states that no more than 50 people will be allowed to gather at a time. And of course, that still affects our church the same way that it did even with 100, still remains true even with 50. Your leadership team did have a meeting yesterday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. To once again evaluate where we are, to see where we're going and what we can do along the way as we work towards surviving the coronavirus pandemic. And I just wanted to give you a few of the notes of how that meeting went and some of the things that we currently have that that either will be going on or that that will be adjusted. One of the things is that Stan Crump, our deacon chairman, kind of reported. He said everything's been kind of quiet, but our deacons are working to stay in close touch with our families. And once again, we want to remind you, if there's any need that you have, please call on your deacons. That way we'll have an opportunity to assist you. We'll do the best we can, given the rules that we have as far as trying to social distance. But if there's a need you have, please let us know. We'll do the best we can to try to meet that need. One of the things that we did discuss, as well as in reading literature, so far we have been posting the sermons online and through our social media pages as well. One of the things that that essentially we kind of evaluated was whether or not it would be good to do two messages on Sunday. We initially anticipated doing a Sunday morning message as well as a Sunday night message. Everything that we've read about and the professionals that we've spoken with said that when we're going to a format such as what we're doing right now, it's better to keep any of those addresses under 20 minutes, as well as not overcrowd a social media outlet by putting several things at one time on it. So at the current rate, what we're going to be doing is we will be doing a Sunday morning message and a Wednesday evening message. And then we're going to try to bring you updates along the way by way of video in the same manner that we're doing right now. So I just wanted to kind of keep you posted on that. We try to get those sermons posted as close to the times that we would normally be having them. So on Sunday mornings, we try to post that as close to 10:45 a.m. as we can. As well as Wednesday evening, we will try to post that as close to 7 o'clock p.m. As possible. We also did talk with our finance team about giving, and wanted to give you the numbers since you're not able to see those in a Sunday bulletin. But for the week of March the 16th through the 22nd, the church did receive tithes and offerings in the amount of $7,396.12. Our weekly needs, based on our budget, is actually $13,914.64. Once again, I want to remind you that there are several ways that you can give. One of those ways, if you want, you can bring it by the church during business hours, which is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can go to our website. You can click the Giving tab. That will navigate you through a way to be able to give in a way that they call online giving. And there are several other methods. If there's something that you need to know about that, feel free to call us here at the church and we'll try to see if we can get your questions answered. Once again, I can't remind you how critical it is because we still have bills that are coming due here at the church. And I do want to pause to thank those who have followed their giving through this particular crisis. You have done a fantastic job. We can't thank you enough for doing what it takes for our church to be able to survive this particular time. We do want to remind you that we're heading into the next week. If you are giving by e-giving, there's some things we're trying to find out about. There seems to be a delay of as much as 48 hours of that actually being able to hit here. So we just wanted to kind of let you know what was going on there. Another thing is that if you're bringing your tithe by the church, if you could do that by Wednesday at noon, each week by Wednesday at noon, with the exception of next week. Next week, because it's the end of the month, if you could have that to us by Tuesday at noon, that would be really, really helpful for our accounting department, plus those that have to get together to be able to count and make the deposit. Once again, as a rule, by Wednesday at noon would be extremely helpful. Next week, by Tuesday at noon, and we'll try to keep you updated and posted on our giving as we go forward. Again, please be diligent in seeing that your tithes and offerings are kept up with. And once again, for those that have done that, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. Also, one of the things that we were looking at is how we can minister to our community during these times. We tried to put some calls out there to talk specifically with Guilford County Schools. We know that this is a very trying time for them, as well as those who obviously are going to be going without meals. And it just breaks our heart to think of children that won't be able to have a meal. I'm thankful for Guilford County Schools and their endeavors to be able to run buses and have them at particular areas for pickup. And as far as food, they're putting food on there for families to be able to come and pick up so that the children will still have an opportunity to have a meal during this particular crisis. So far, there hasn't been anything that our church has been able to do to be able to help. They have got they've got things covered, and but we're keeping an eye on that to see if there's anything that we might be able to do to assist in that that effort as we go forward. There is a crisis with American Red Cross in regard to blood donation. Their supply is critically low. So in keeping with government regulations, there is an emergency blood drive that is going to take place here at the church on Thursday, March the 26th. If you donate, or even if you're planning on donating, you can go onto their website. You can look up that date, and it will show our church as a place. I've been told Red Cross does have a lot of safety precautions in place. They will be maintaining the social distancing based on the size of our facility. They're able to do that. And if any of that changes, we'll let you know. But as of right now, there will be an emergency blood drive here at the church on Thursday, March the 26th. A lot of folks have been asking, well, where does that leave us as a church in the middle of this crisis as we continue to follow things? Well, we had 21 leadership team members that were at the meeting yesterday. And of course, after evaluating governor's orders, as well as talking to health and safety folks, our team voted 21-0 that we should have no services until further notice as we continue to monitor the coronavirus watch. And also gather information from the state and the region as far as what is best in related to the safety and the well-being of citizens. So at this point, we are not able to have services based on the governor's order. And also, we don't want it to just sound like we're trying to blame it all on the governor. We want our people to be healthy, and we want to be safe during this this time of pandemic. So we're really encouraging you to stay in as much as you can. We know that you need to go out for vital things like groceries or maybe even doctor's appointments, but please kind of keep your travel and keep getting out to a minimal if you possibly can. Once again, we're trying to be able to make it through this, and I think the more that we kind of follow these steps, the quicker we'll be through this. Once again, we're here to be able to help you in any way possible. We don't want you to put your health or your safety in jeopardy. So we will not be having services until further notice. We'll let you know as quick as we possibly can. Now, I do want to say that we've got something in the works coming up for Easter Sunday that will be in compliance with what the government orders are. We're pretty excited about that. We're hoping to be able to kind of have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed by next week when we have a leadership team meeting once again. We do have one scheduled for next Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. Once we have a few more details about that, we will let you know what we've got planned, and we kind of look forward to it. I think it's an exciting time. Once again, we've encouraged folks to embrace what's taking place around you. That doesn't mean that you have to be happy because of all these things that are taking place. It's not that we're happy for it, but we need to be happy in it. This is a time for God's people to show where our hope really lies and that our faith is in Christ. And that's the reason why we can still be able to smile. That's the reason why we're still able to express the joy of the Lord, because that truly is our strength. Those are just a couple of updates that I wanted to give you as we begin a new week, as we begin an ever-changing society that seems to be changing moment by moment. Keep your eyes on these video updates. We'll try to give you those pretty often so that you can continue to keep in contact with what is taking place at the church. And once again, we want you to know that we love you, we're praying for each of you, and we do look forward to the time when we'll be able to come back together as a body of Christ. So until then, may God bless you, and we look forward to the time when we have a chance to meet again. Have a great day.